There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician. Giddy hit Austin. My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
Just want to do things my own way, you know.
On the P2 Podcast. Broadcasting to you in beautiful high-definition audio, or something quite like it. To all four corners of the globe, of this bluish-green planet that we call our Earth. How you doing out there, fans? Great to be with you here. A beautiful day here at the Pritchett Compound. Summer is setting in. The birds are singing, the grass is growing. Yes. Warm and breezy outside. Unseasonably cool. Good grief, it was like 75 degrees in here in Fort Worth yesterday. In June, for crying out loud. I'll love it, man. Love me the cool weather, the cool spring. Bring it on, I say. Well, thanks for being here, folks. Phil here with you. Got a lot to get to here today. Our thanks for all your feedback on the podcast last week. Playing some tracks off the new record. Oh, yeah. Which is going to be getting out there in the next week or two. And thanks so much for all of y'all for hitting the tip jar. So many of you out there. I hope you got my thank you email. And I attached some of the actual MP3s from the new record to the email. If you're thinking to yourself, hey, I contributed to Phil's tip jar on the P2 podcast page, hit that little PayPal thing, and I never heard one dang thing from him. Try me again. Email me, philatphilpritchard.com, because you should have. I respond to all of them and send a little, hey, man, thanks a lot. Here's some more different tracks or something like that. So if you have not received that, something is amiss. Something has gone awry. So please chase me back down and I'll shoot you some stuff out there. Tracks, and more tracks. Well, man, oh man, we've been out there hitting it hard. The band and I, not the band and I, me solo, me duo, me and the band. There's now four different incarnations of Phil Pritchett out there. There's Phil with his guitar. Playing a song, playing a little acoustic gig. Like at the White Elephant, for example. On some Thursday nights, I'll go up there and play for a few hours on a Thursday if I'm in town, get up there and play. Then you've also seen, especially around the DFW area, the P2 Duo Act, which is me and our old friend J.W. Marshall, Blue, on the bass guitar. I've been doing these World of Beer dates, which are kind of funny. We love it. There's one in Dallas, one in Arlington. The stage is like 30 feet in the air. Above the bar, up in the rafters. Like, you can't even see us. But they're nice folks, and they really wanted us to play, and they take care of us, and it's great. So we go in there and do, like, an acoustic guitar and bass. The Common Table, we do the duo show there as well, Blue and I. Then, of course, you've got your run-of-the-mill, you know, our three-piece band that you all know and love, Cody Frank on drums, me and Blue. And then here, as all of you have seen in the last few months, JW's brother, Richard Marshall, all 7 feet of him, I'm not kidding you, playing keyboards and mandolin and things. He was down in Corpus Christi with us and a lot of other shows. He plays these mansion gigs with us. So, a four-piece, the full band, sometimes. And, golly, so you got one person, two person, three person, four person. So, man, who knows? So when you send me those emails for your private parties like a lot of y'all have done, thanks so much. We're looking forward to playing them. Love it. You know, you kind of got a wide range. Sometimes people say, hey, man, we want you to come play, Phil. But, man, here's, you know, it's got to be in my living room and, you know, we got to keep it not very loud or something. You know, and I'll say, hey, man, just let me come do it myself, or the duo thing is maybe more your deal. Or someone will say, man, we want the drums. So, well, we'll do the trio on the patio or out in the field or something. And then, of course, the full bang is just, do we want the blowout thing? And we bring Richard. We got a four-piece band. So there's a lot of range of Phil Pritchett and the Full Band Show for every sized room, for every sized budget, we like to say. So send me those inquiries, man. I'm booking far ahead to the end of 2013 already. And, as always, if you see your date booked on the website, fear not. We can shuffle a lot of these dates around a lot, these gigs. Like, oh, man, just a lot of these places we play all the time, I can call ahead and say, hey, man, can you bump us to the next weekend or something and make room for fan shows, which we live to do. So let us know how we can do it for you, man. 817-733-5256. So, man, I've been busy finishing up the record here. Got it all finished up. Be hitting Spotify, iTunes, etc. here in the coming weeks. But where do you hear it first? Well, of course you hear it here on the podcast first. So we're going to kick off here. The lead-in song there is called Jar of Starlight. We got a couple of instrumentals on this album. Some songs that I had kind of intended for some different documentaries and stuff that I've done. That I use shorter, different mixes of, different versions of. But I have the full versions here on the new record that I liked. We don't really do, I don't know if I've done any instrumentals. Have we on anything? I'm trying to think. Maybe the Blueprint Garages, maybe there's some instrumentals. But a couple of fun instrumentals on here that I really dig. And so that's something kind of different for us. But what is not different is rocking out with the band, man, on this next track. Man, I slip into a little falsetto kind of voice here. Something a little different for me. We really like this one. This one gets a lot of good feedback, at least in my little inner circle here. So we'll start this episode of the podcast off with this one. The Truth Is Gonna Hurt from the new album. Oh, yeah, check it out.
I should've watched it.
Indeed, it is. The truth is gonna hurt. Boy, look at our current events these days and just think to yourself, Phil, you're on to something there. You never know, man. Been working on that one for quite a while. Was just goofing around with that little piano part and some falsetto singing. Having a good time with it. And something different, man. I'm proud of that one. Hope we can pull that one off live, man, with Richard on keys and some other instrumentation on that we're not used to doing as a band live very often. But we're going to work that one up, man. It's been, like I said, it's gotten a lot of good feedback thus far in my little inner circle here. Truth is going to hurt. Well, one more swig of coffee there, and it's on to this next track. I've emailed this to a few of you. Who have, all the songs here on my desktop, just emailing away when somebody throws something in the tip jar and I get a little PayPal email notice. So some of y'all have heard this one. This is The Plan, a little fat drumming, folky deal that I am a big fan of, man. The Plan. All of us out there making plans and watching them melt in the palms of our hands, right? Here it is, from the forthcoming record that me, Phil, has created, and the full band. This is The Plan.
Everyone grows up to be. Everyone grows up to be. Something a bit less than they thought they should be. We're out making plans. We're out making plans. And watching them melt in the palms of our hands. And I was resigned to a sad life. Yeah, I was resigned to a sad life. And I did not believe it.
Now I can see it.
Never listened to anything.
Now I hear the many sing.
I did not know it.
Now I can show it, yeah.
We all have a burden to bear. We all have a burden to bear. Just 'cause you can't see it doesn't mean it's not there. Yes, I've learned that Texas is real. I've learned Texas is real. Hey there, Texas, do you know how I feel? And I was resigned to a sad life. Yeah, I was resigned to a sad life.
Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast. That was The Plan. Hey there, Texas, do you know how I feel? I hope some of y'all just rose out of your chairs when you heard that line. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's tough though, man. Doggone it. How many songs like that do I have? You know, I mean, I hear there's different stuff I'm doing and all this stuff, but I don't know. Songs like The Load and Oh, what's another just whimsical, nostalgic, philosophical Pritchett thing? You can go back to the catalog. There's so many of them, you know. And the fact is, those are the hard ones to play live. You know, when you're playing in some bar somewhere, it's hard to fit them in to the proceedings on some Friday or Saturday night with people yelling Maria and Skywalker, which I love, of course, but they never yell for that one or the slow ones. Not very much. Sheetrock, of course. That's kind of a slow one, I guess. I don't know. Anyway, The Plan. We'll see where that one takes us, man. We like that one a lot. And, you know, as long as I keep writing them and recording them, I'm just going to keep putting them out there. Who knows where they will wind up. There you have it, folks. Well, man, we move on to something else a little different. Like I said in the last podcast, man, this record's a little more of a hodgepodge of events. I don't know. Is it bad? Who knows? But I think any claim by me that any of the past records, Mark of the Human Hand, The Bullfighter, High Tide, and The Heartland, any thought by me, statement by me saying, man, it's just this cohesive collection of songs, man, in a work of art. I don't know if I'd go that far. The fact is with me is I write songs. They come from anywhere. I've got a lot of different influences. And, you know, as I finish up 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them, I get them to where, like, you know, they're kind of done. I just put them out. And the production of the tracks, the album artwork, the little – that kind of ties a nice little bow around it and makes it look like it was all intentional. But really, it's just a snapshot of where I am and what I'm doing at that particular time. So I don't know. Maybe this album, looking back, will look just like the other ones, like this cohesive deal. I just feel like coming out right now, I'm like, man, we got a couple instrumentals. We got a cover on there, a few slow songs, a few kind of more upbeat things, some keyboard things. We're in a band's kind of humorous, and then these other ones are kind of serious. I don't know. All over the map, maybe, but oh well. If it works, because I say it works. It works because I say it works, right? Well, I love this next song. It's one of my favorite tunes here over the last few years, as I got more into vinyl, collecting albums over the last several years. This is an old hit by Joe Jackson, the great British singer-songwriter. But eclectic, man. You think Costello, Elvis Costello, is kind of eclectic. Joe Jackson's even more so, man. He's more in like big band and jazz and stuff. But he had a lot of really great hits. His first couple of records, Look Sharp and I'm the Man, which is required listening to anyone playing rock and roll out there. Joe Jackson, look it up. Look Sharp, one of his records, and I'm the Man. It's just punk, new wave, British greatness. But where Jackson could really hit you between the eyes is he'd come up with these little piano ballads and things. This is one, some of y'all might know this tune. It was a pretty famous hit. It's Different for Girls. So I did a little version of this just jacking around in the studio here the other day and added some harmony and, a little guitar thing. And, I didn't even do it to a click track, I don't think. But, here it is, Different for Girls, the great Joe Jackson hit. My little spin on it from the new album. Aw, yeah. Here it is, man. Different for Girls. Check it out.
What the hell is wrong with you tonight? I can't seem to say or do the right thing. Wanted to be sure you're feeling right. Wanted to be sure we want the same thing. She said, I can't believe it. You can't possibly mean it. Don't we all want the same thing, don't we? Who said anything about love? No, not love, she said. Don't you know that it's different for girls? Don't give me love. No, not love, she said. Don't you know that it's different for girls? You're all the same. Thank you.
always told me, save yourself. Take a little time and find the right girl. Then again, don't end up on the shelf. Logical advice gets you in a world. I know a lot of things that you don't. You wanna hear some, she said. Just give me something, anything. Well, give me all you've got, but not love. No, not love, she said. Don't you know that it's different for girls? Don't give me love. No, not love, she said. Don't you know that it's different for girls?
Don't give me love.
No, not love, she said. Don't you know that it's different for girls?
It's Different for Girls, a great Joe Jackson song, I think from his I'm the Man record, capable of just funny, great songs. He's got a lot of great tunes, man. If you like music at all, go check out Joe Jackson, his first couple records. Go hit Spotify, iTunes. Check that stuff out, man. Punky, funny, hilarious, and then just downright great like that song, man. So, as I'm always wont to do, sometimes I look out into the Texas music landscape, all the guys with the bandanas on their head, listening to Stoney LaRue or whatever, and I think, you know what? I'll bet this guy's never heard a Joe Jackson song in his life. Or he's never listened to Elvis Costello. And who knows? He might hate it. I don't have any idea. Rodney Parker and I did the REM EP. I got a lot of odd feedback on that. But good feedback. People go, man, I never really listened to them. I just thought the guy with the bald head was, you know, dumb or something. So you gotta, I feel anyway, as a musician, somebody, you gotta kind of share what those influences are and what you're into. And even though I take it for granted, I'm like, oh, well, everybody knows this song, or sure, everybody knows REM, or everybody knows Different for Girls by Joe Jackson. You look out there, man, at the dudes hanging out in the bar, you know, you're not sure. In fact, they probably have not heard it. So, I don't know. It's fun to, recycle stuff as my own and do different versions of it and things. And you know, on like Spotify, some of my most downloaded tracks on Spotify are like Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. You know? I did a version of that a few years back on one of the Blueprint Garage albums, the great Gordon Lightfoot 10-minute song. Idiot Wins, another one, the Dylan song that's like 13 verses or whatever the hell it is. And so those are kind of things that we're not going to play live. There's all those fans out there, man, why don't you do Idiot Win, man? Come on, you know. And I'm like, man, I did it one time. I had the lyric. I was reading off my laptop as I was singing it. There's so many verses. I hadn't memorized them all. And so anyway, that stuff is out there. But it's cool because people do come up and go, man, what album is that on? And what Dylan's song is that or something? So that's always kind of fun to be a part of, is reintroducing some of these older, obscure things to the average, whoever, Eli Young fan or whatever. So there you have it, Joe Jackson. Get your new wave punk on, British style, man. All right. Always liked that Joe Jackson supports smokers' rights. He's always having a march or a benefit to support smoking. Right on, man. Right on. Irreverence. Well, man, this next track... I was doing a film, the football film, Old Man Football, out there bouncing around the festival circuit. We did it a long sort of anthemic, atmospheric tune near the end of the movie for a sequence, and I started tooling about with this thing, and it kind of went off in a cool direction. I really liked it. instrumental, one of two instrumentals on the album. We've heard Jar of Starlight already. This is To the Moon and Back, trying to get these atmospheric titles. You know, I don't know. It's just try to get off of planet Earth for a little while. You know, somewhere dark side of the moonish, that kind of deal. Outer space. This is what it sounds like, I hope. To the Moon and Back, instrumental. Just sit back in the dark, man, and just, you know, lay into this, and then my voice will bring you back on the other side. To the Moon and Back on the PG Podcast from the forthcoming record. Aw, yeah. Come back home. Come back home. You've been to the moon and back. That was the track, man, off the forthcoming record. Aw, yeah. So there you have it, man. Those are the tunes, these last couple of podcasts. I can't make sense of it. You've got a cover. You've got a couple of instrumentals. And then an armful of Pritchett originals with falsetto singing, keyboards, guitars, drums, of course. And hopefully some fun, insightful, and thought-provoking, earth-shaking lyrics and music that will pound the frontier for years to come. That's always the goal. So there you have it, man. My new record, Aw Yeah, look for it on iTunes, Spotify, coming out. Of course, if you hit that tip jar right now, p2podcast.com. Throw a little money in there. What that does is send me a little email on my PayPal that I can just reply to and say, hey, man, thanks a lot. Great to hear from you. And I'll attach some of these MP3s to you. I always pick, you know, one or two or three or something like that and send them back to you so you can keep them for yourself for a while and astound your friends by saying, hey, man, Phil sent this to me himself. I've already got it here on my phone. Check it out. It's not even out yet. How'd you get it? Don't ask me how. Anyway, our show is sponsored by all of you, the fans out there. You keep throwing stuff in the jar. I keep throwing you stuff out here. Music, podcasts, all I can do. So, thanks for your support out there, everybody. And, hey, we'll get back more on point on subjects going on. So much going on in the musical world these days. I got a list of things I've been wanting to do podcast topics about. So in the coming weeks, man, we'll get back on to stuff. Been reading a lot of interesting books about music, old history, Texas oil, all kinds of crazy stuff, man. So I can't wait to get into some podcasts on those topics in the coming weeks as well. But for now, I'll be looking for Aw Yeah, the new album by Phil Pritchett. Me and the full band floating in cyberspace somewhere, but you heard it here first on the P2 Podcast. We'll see you again next week, folks. Send me those emails, phil@philpritchett.com, or call me, 817-733-5256, for us to come play your private party, whether we are, it's just me and Blue, me, Blue, and Cody, me, Blue, Cody, and Richard, a one-piece or a four-piece, and all things in between. Been doing it all. Shoot me those emails, and we'll see you next week on the podcast, folks. Thanks for listening. Much tougher.